Unlike most early 20th century developers, Herbert Hapgood realized the importance to a community of having its own commercial center, and here, adjacent to the railroad station in 1913, he built a series of buildings to serve that purpose. The structure you see at 44 through 50 Midvale Road originally extended twice as far downhill. This is a Craftsman Tudor Revival building, mixing Tudor and Craftsman style features, as was characteristic of Hapgood's residential construction. The building has imitation hand timbering in its upper half, common to Tudor style architecture. But unlike standard Tudor, which featured a steeper roof pitch, far less of an overhang on the eaves of the structure and the dormers, and a slate roof, the roof pitches of this building echo Hapgood's houses, and the building originally had a cedar shake roof. The first floor of the building was built for commercial uses, while the upper floors were designed to serve as apartments. On March 20, 1913, Joseph Iaccarino, a 38-year-old Italian immigrant with a wife and five children between the ages of 6 and 13, started a grocery store called J. Iaccarino & Sons in the space currently occupied by the Mountain Lakes Market. Iaccarino's, as residents called it, was operated by the family for nearly a half century and was firmly embedded in the memories of every schoolchild who grew up in Mountain Lakes during that time. The Iaccarinos soon purchased the house up the hill and to the right on Midvale Avenue, number 19, where they raised their family and enjoyed a commute that was the envy of the town. The store advertised fancy groceries, teas, coffees and spices, butter, cheese and eggs, fruits and vegetables. After Prohibition, advertisements also mentioned excellent imported and domestic wines and liquors. These buildings also served a variety of public uses early on. During the 1913 and 1914 school year, before the public school building on Lake Drive was built, the uphill end of the Midvale Stores building, now occupied by the salon, was leased for use as the public school. The Community Church of Mountain Lakes held services here from 1913 until the church building was completed in late 1914. And in 1930, the public library moved into this building and stayed here 6 years. Over its lifespan, a number of businesses joined Iaccarino's on this site. By 1939, the building housed the Mountain Lakes Drugstore, owned by Dr. Charles Blair, the Mountain Lakes Luncheonette, owned by Oscar Rhodes, a doctor's office, Pizarro's Tailor Shop, and a real estate office. At a borough council meeting in January 1939, after the annual report of the fire chief was received, Council President Michael Hickey sounded an alarm, branding the Midvale store block the worst fire hazard in Mountain Lakes. Noting a lack of fire escapes, Hickey stressed that, quote, "Something should be done immediately before loss of life results from a fire which, if it ever got started, would mushroom through the entire block," end quote. Sadly, his words proved prophetic. The very next month, on February 23, 1939, Hickey's worst fears came true. At about 1:30 in the morning, a fire started in the second-floor apartment that was then nearest the railroad, which was rented to an unemployed salesman named Harold Bard and his family. According to the official report, the cause was likely a defective lamp cord or possibly a cigarette. The blaze tore through the downhill half of the structure, destroying most of it beyond repair. But the bigger toll was loss of life. Hours later, after the fire had been subdued and the smoke had cleared, firemen discovered Bard and his wife dead from what was described as suffocation. Fortunately, their 12-year-old daughter Joan was away visiting grandparents in New York City during a school vacation. The severely damaged stretch of the Midvale shops was soon razed and the ground stood vacant until the 1960s, when the commercial buildings you see today went up, with no attempt to integrate them with their historic predecessors. The modest commercial hub of Mountain Lakes contains two other buildings of note. One is the building behind the Midvale stores on Romaine Road, backing up to the railroad right-of-way. One time known as the New Store Block, these buildings went up in the 1920s and housed the Mountain Lakes Post Office until it moved to its current location on Elm Road in 1954. It was from this location that the first home mail delivery in Mountain Lakes began in 1947. The Mountain Lakes Police Department was also here until it relocated to the current Borough Hall location when it opened in 1970. The other notable building is the large stone building directly behind the Midvale stores on Baldwin Lane, now home to Mountain Lakes Motors. Originally used to stable horses, it soon transitioned to horseless carriages and has serviced automobiles ever since. One of the longest-tenured businesses, and certainly the most diversified business ever to occupy this building, was Mountain Lakes Garage Incorporated, which was owned by Arthur C. Hamilton. Hamilton advertised his business at one time or another during the 20s and 30s as including sales of Cadillac, Buick, LaSalle, and Pontiac automobiles, service, storage, overhauling, accessories, washing, and Simonizing, a complete garage service. For many years, motorists could gas up at the pump out front. The basketball court to the left and rear of the Mountain Lakes Motors buildings was at one time a popular recreation spot for the town's youth. Former Mountain Lakes High School student, teacher, and basketball coach George Wilson recalled that it was, quote, built after the war, and it was, of course, before computers and televisions and everything became so popular, used tremendously, end quote. Recalls Peter Holmberg, I remember after school and during summer and into the night, there'd be a steady stream going back and forth as we played, going up to the market to get refreshments. The site is now dedicated to the memory of George Wilson's first wife. Today, the Midvale Stores area provides a gathering place for the community every Memorial Day when the town holds its well-attended Mountain Lakes Day post-parade celebration here. Now, continue up Midvale Road to Lake Drive, turn left, and walk downhill towards Midvale Dock, where you have a good view of Mountain Lake.